CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari, and morning all. Welcome to Wednesday. My headphones magically just went down.
Oh, no. Someone been playing with the desk again.
Well, no. It just magically went down. No one touched the desk.
Oh.
It's one of those phantom desk moves that it makes.
It's a ghost. Ooh.
It's a very old, haunted desk. Sometimes it turns itself down. Sometimes, you know, you can hear, you know, the spirits talking in it.
Oh, no. That's a bit scary. Just a tad.
You can hear the ghost of programming past. I tell you what, we got another training session for the Burnie team with Brian Lyons tonight, and I think my foot healed just in time. I had a big blister, an open wound on my foot that was being rubbed by my orthotics all week. Savlon on it, band-aids, trying to recover in time for the week so I could be back fighting fit today, ready to train again. I think just in time I can do it again.
Yeah, okay. So you're all fit and ready. What about your muscles? Like your feet are ready, but your muscles weren't sore at all?
No, it was the blister that did it to me.
My muscles have been so sore. I don't know if they're recovered yet. And I was at Meeker Off Care yesterday and I was like, oh, you guys are going to have to watch me struggle running around that park again tomorrow.
You just doxed us.
I did.
You've doxed us. Damn.
I know.
Now everyone knows where we'll be.
I know. I told them where we'll be running. If you want to watch, feel free.
Yeah, but now you told the entire coast.
Yeah, but if they want to watch us run, I mean, cheer us on. Give us some encouragement.
Alrighty, coming up this hour, it's a day in history. Who dat with Reggie? Reggie?
Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie who?
Reggie Bird. Coming up. Also, you've got a weird question you were asked.
I got asked, yeah, very strange question.
5 second rule next, too.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Alrighty, Ari and I like to challenge each other this time, every morning, weekdays anyway, to wake up by naming three things in 5 seconds. Who's asking who? You go.
Adam, and if you're playing along, waking up this morning, feeling like you need to wake up a little bit extra today, here we go. Name three occasions to send someone a card.
Birthday, Christmas, and also to say sorry.
That's pretty good.
They make Hallmark sorry cards, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure that's the other one that they make them for.
You can always just create your own anyway.
But also, if you're a male, you don't buy cards.
Oh, stop! You need to buy cards.
And if you're someone that respects a male, you don't buy him cards either because he doesn't want them. He feels bad.
No,
the first thing he thinks is, when should I throw this out?
You know, I keep all my cards.
Yeah,
all my birthday cards, Christmas cards, all of them in a box in the garage.
Shame. All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, name three dictators.
You.
I think you're fine. We live in a free, open democracy in Australia. What about Hitler, Stalin, Saddam?
I'm too tired for this today.
Palaszczuk. This is U2. This will cheer you up. You love U2.
I hate U2.
CFM. 12 past 6.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, shoot, you got asked a weird question.
Okay, so Sunday, right? You know, we went out to gala Saturday night, Sunday, sitting at home, and I got this message. I was like, okay, this is strange, like, hello. I was like, hi, how are you? Yeah, bit rusty, how are you? Anyway, didn't know where it was going to go. Then it goes, so random question, have you ever done any acting?
Acting? Who asked
acting.
You this?
Acting. A gentleman.
Just some random fella on an app?
Just on Facebook. We're Facebook friends.
Yep.
Don't remember actually becoming his friend on Facebook. That's irrelevant. Anyway, so have you done any acting? Obviously, being a Sunday, I was like, oh, no, what happened? Why? Anyway, I got asked to pretty much consider, potentially going in a TV show. He goes, I'm filming a TV series which will be sold to 7Mate and need to find some people to play some parts. It's a paid role. Have you done any acting and would this be something you would consider?
Mm.
Have you ever been asked something like this?
Not from some random spam bot on Facebook,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, is this real or not real? He's like, it's early stages yet, but, you know, if you're keen to audition, it would be around 4 weeks away. The opening scene is absolutely huge, very dramatic, basically, the opening scene that I would be playing would be, you drown your daughter in a bath and you set out to revenge on the guy that made you do it. Very strange.
Okay, so Brandon, this is like a lead role. He's asking you to do a lead role?
I'm not entirely sure. I was like, oh, amazing. Why not? I'll give it a crack. Just send me more details. Didn't really get much more. So do you think this is legit or not legit?
Well, if this is a proper Seven Mate show, this is not usually how you go about casting actors for your roles.
Or like getting auditions. Yeah. Do you think that's a bit strange?
Unless he's leading to some kind of casting couch situation.
Yeah, well, that's what I was like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, yeah, you rock up and it's like, ooh.
Maybe if he's looking for extras or something, but the fact he's looking for an actual lead role here.
Bit strange.
Some random on Facebook.
Yeah, like auditions are in 4 weeks. It's like, well, I don't know. I was like, I've only done drama at school.
There's lots of people in acting academies in the state.
Yeah.
All around the state
so
you could go to.
Are you thinking it's fake, not fake?
I think he's up to no good.
He's up to no good.
Sounds like he's a real dude though, right? He said other stuff, did he?
Yeah, he's a real dude. Do you want to see his profile picture? Probably won't make the situation any better.
No, he's muscly, is he? That's why you're talking to him.
He lives in Hobart.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a meathead, sort of thick neck, the type that you like. You like him with a thick neck, don't you?
That's not the situation that's going on here.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Well, you're being cryptic. I just assumed you liked his thick neck.
And it does say in the profile that they're an owner at a production thing, and I did Google the production place.
Okay. Maybe he's just like, oh, because you're in the radio, therefore. But I don't know.
Bit weird though, right?
Bit weird.
So auditions in like 3 weeks.
Are you going to do it? You're going to audition?
For content.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So are you going to go to this guy's production for real or nah?
Well, we've been Googling it and I'm not entirely sure I'm convinced. I mean, I would, like, for a lull.
Looks like this guy.
But
sort
I'm not the greatest actor, like Adam, you've seen.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, so if he knew anything, he wouldn't be hiring you anyway.
I just would giggle the entire time.
It looks like he makes his own music and makes his own like little movies. I don't know if he's actually a sure thing to be on Seven Mate here or not, is he?
I'm not. Well, I guess we're going to have to go on this adventure as one.
Well, to be honest, though, now that I think of it, a guy I went to school with, his name's Tom Hamlet. They let him on Seven Mate. He was doing some prospecting show and it was the worst piece of S I've ever seen.
Really?
So they might just buy anything on Seven Mate, to be honest.
Maybe.
I think it was called The Weekend Prospector or something. But if you look up Tom Hamlet, he was so awkward. It was brilliant. But yeah, because I remember him from school, like he is real awkward. He's just a weird dude. And whenever you run into him now as an adult, he makes up stuff.
Like
just lies.
Oh, serial liar.
Yeah, I've got 12 properties, man. Like, yeah, I've got like investment properties. And then you talk to someone else and it's like, no, he just makes crap up. He's known anything.
Oh, that poor little
So maybe he lied his way into Seven Mate, my mate Tom Hamlet.
Yeah.
And maybe this guy, you know, he's fooled his way in. I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure, but we have done a Google search and there's not much.
No.
The link on the Facebook page actually goes to like a Shopify account that's
Spotify.
No, Shop.
Oh, I thought you said Spotify.
No, Shopify.
Because it looks like he plays music too, so he does have a music page, this guy with a thick neck.
Oh, we'll do it right now, hey? So I'll click the link, right? And then it goes to, Shopify.
Oh, that's weird.
So the website's not even an actual website. So it's all lies.
And his production company shares a name with another website that doesn't seem to be his but is dodgy looking as well, like they're taking credit for Better Call Saul and there's some picture there with Jennifer Aniston in it which says on it, Silver Award winner, Best Stunt Promption. So even the other production companies that share the name are a bit dodged, so I don't know. Are you safe?
Oh, my hopes have been shattered of becoming a famous actor. No.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alrighty, I've just been reminiscing.
You're stretching out.
Watching the old clips of Tommy Hamlet on The Weekend Prospector.
G'day, folks. I'm Tommy Hamlet. Welcome to The Weekend Prospector.
I showed you some of it. How do you describe how bad it is to people? For starters, it's about prospecting. Just a guy waving a metal detector over the ground.
Oh, the Yeah, it looks like, you know, when you're at school and you have to do a school project and film it.
Yeah, and you've used Movie Maker.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
And that's on Seven, mate.
And the comments are all having a go.
Wonder why everyone's watching Netflix.
All the comments are saying, like, you know, why is he wearing steel cap boots? This is clearly just advertising for all these companies in the bush, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's like, we're not stupid.
What did he put in his mouth?
Lead. They found a bit of lead and they go, just clean him up here. Got the mud off it by putting it in his mouth. It's lead.
So if you want to watch it, it's on the Seven, mate.
Look up Weekend Prospector and have a good laugh. Not with them, though. At them.
Oh, so weird.
Next up, we're going to play Who Dat with Reggie. One Big Brother twice. Do you know her voice? We'll find out next.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat? Who Dat?
Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference? We are playing with not just one winner, grand winner of Big Brother, but she's won twice, Reggie! That's who we're playing with today. Pretty excited. I'm pretty sure this is because of Naomi and I talked about it yesterday. And Adam was like, oh, what a great person to use for Who Dat. All you need to do is guess Reggie in an audio lineup of three. If you can do it, call us 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Genesis Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and a $50 voucher to Thai Imperial for a food feast.
All right, clip A, is this Reggie?
And I think marketability, if you wanted to sell it, you could always say it was an Edwardian entertainer.
Or is clip B, Reggie?
Well, I was always the first one up. I always used to get up and make the bread.
Or is clip C, Reggie?
I don't have time for bonking and I've made it quite clear in the past. I can't even get to first base.
There you go. Which one's Reggie? I think it's pretty easy today.
That is so easy if you've watched Big Brother.
Do Tasmania proud, 1300 655 922. We'll run him again. Here's A.
And I think marketability, if you wanted to sell it, you could always say it was an Edwardian entertainer.
Here's B.
Well, I was always the first one up. I always used to get up and make the bread.
Here's C.
I don't have time for bonking and I've made it quite clear in the past. I can't even get to first base.
Which one's Reggie from Big Brother? Chainsmokers on CFM, we are doing the Reggie Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Lynn from Burnie is on with us to play Who Dat. All right, we'll run the clips for you, Lynn, and you tell us which one you think is Reggie from Big Brother. Here's A.
And I think marketability, if you wanted to sell it, you could always say it was an Edwardian entertainer.
B.
Well, I was always the first one up. I always used to get up and make the bread.
C.
I don't have time for bonking and I've made it quite clear in the past. I can't even get to first base.
Which one do you think is Reggie, Lynn?
I'd have to be B.
Well, I was always the first one up. I always used to get up and make the bread.
It'd have to be.
Lynn, you've done it. Well done.
Thank you.
Are you a big fan of Reggie?
Certainly am.
Yeah, what an absolute legend. You are, Lynn, in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. And also that $50 voucher to Thai Imperial Food Feast. And you can try out their new cocktail bar.
Awesome.
Congratulations. I'll just grab your contact number.
Clip A was Kath from Kath and Kim. And clip C there, the person not doing the bonking, Jackie Lambie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Savage Garden on CFM. It's 2 minutes to seven. Time to have a quick look at history. Yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 17th of August. Let's have a look at it. It was on this day in 1945 that George Orwell's novel Animal Farm was published. You a big fan? You're an Orwell fan, aren't you? 1984 and Animal Farm and stuff. You like that?
The one I had no idea about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about communism.
Yeah, the one I thought was actually about a farm.
Did you not have to watch it at school?
No.
Did you not?
If I was, I probably was just staring at a boy anyway, sending notes or something.
You went to a very expensive school.
Yeah, I know.
You wasted the money by looking at the boys.
You know what? Wouldn't change it because it's the power of being surrounded by amazing people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Plenty of good people at public schools.
Yeah,
you're having
are.
A go. You're having
there
a go.
Are.
You're being elitist, are you? We definitely watched the Animal Farm cartoon. That's all I'm saying. On this day in 1980, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain's nine-week-old daughter, Azaria, disappeared from a tent at Uluru. You know this? The dingo got my baby.
Dingo's got my baby.
It was in, so this is 1980 this happened. It was in 1986 that police investigating another incident found Azaria's matinee jacket in a dingo's lair at the foot of Uluru. Lindy, who had been jailed on a charge of murder, was then released from prison 6 years later. So for 6 years, she was thought of to have murdered.
No one believed. No one believed a dingo took her baby.
On this day in 1995, the Internet Explorer web browser was launched by Microsoft for their little Windows 95. Oh. Brian Eno from Roxy Music created that sound and got paid so much money for it.
So much.
Apparently he had a huge piece of paper, a list of descriptive words that it had to be.
Really?
And it had to be like 3 seconds, yeah. You put a lot of work into that little tone.
Yeah.
I miss it. They don't do nice little tones like that when you turn your computer on now.
No, because they're all annoying.
Not this. This is bright. This is art.
Yeah, but if you heard that every time.
Yeah. I mean, good things were coming. Microsoft Golf, I was about to play, probably. Wolf 3D. Commander Keen.
MSN.
He's imminent. MSN on the 95. On this day in 1998, US President Bill Clinton, after having said this...
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
...said this...
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
Time. Good on him.
Well done.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Hello, what's up?
Apparently, Ari's mum's not happy with me. Who's it? On the phone with Ari, say, how dare he say that about my daughter? He have some money.
Stop.
Well.
She does not. She might get a little bit offended when you call me materialistic, but I was like, mum.
Didn't you call yourself that?
Yeah, I was like, mum, I called myself that. And also, I am.
I'm just going with the facts presented in front of me.
So sauce, mum.
Hey, this hour we got Steve Martin coming in. He had us at his recent Toast for Kids charity gala over the weekend, but he's also just launching this project, Help Babies Learn. And I think the plan is to get this in the households of everyone with a newborn kid. So, like, newborn families get this for free statewide,
newborn,
I think, is his
baby,
mission.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more to him about it before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger coming up, dog news coming up too. Also today we want to know, where would you go anywhere in the world right now if you could go anywhere? What do you reckon?
What do I reckon?
Where would you go?
I reckon I'd go see my brother and my nephew today. That's where I'd go.
In Adelaide?
If I could go right now, I would. That's where I'd go.
Yep. I'd love to go back to America and see a bit more of it. I only saw California. Mm. Maybe hire some kind of car. Maybe visit
it. Toot toot.
Yeah, whiz around, see as many states as possible.
Car?
Doesn't matter, cheap one.
Oh,
not materialistic,
Yeah. Oh, it's just not the way to do it.
Let us know where you'd go. CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie, or give us a call. And I'm
not Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Where in the world would you travel to right now if you could? A lot of people saying they'd stay in Tassie.
Yeah,
don't want to go anywhere.
People saying just go camping, stay in Tassie. Airlie Beach is on the list. Oh, I do enjoy Airlie Beach. Denmark is on the list. A few people saying Netherlands and Amsterdam. I would also love to go there.
Mm, and a lot of people saying New Zealand, which is always cheap. It's easier to get there than Perth.
Yeah.
And it's like
true.
Yeah, and it's a whole country that's basically Tassie.
Hey, can't you get there direct now from Hobart too?
Well, I'm not sure.
Think you can.
Have you been there?
New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah.
Only a couple years ago.
I only went to Wellington, but yeah, it seemed like Tassie, but bigger.
Absolutely beautiful. Pretty sure my husband's there.
It's
maybe
like
I need to go volunteer.
You're in the middle of a city and you can walk into bush within 10 minutes and stuff.
It's literally like here, but just bigger.
Meek wants to go to Melbourne to see her new nephew.
Oh, beautiful. Kelly wants to go to Disneyland. How exciting.
Jerry wants to go to India, probably to have some kind of Malai kofta. Stephen wants to go to Frimley Cricket Club in England with his mate Johnny, who's from Frimley. But I've had a look at the Google reviews for this cricket ground and people are saying it's not the best ground. It's not a very good ground. Sorry, that's what the reviews say.
Judy has said, my bed.
Oh, yeah. But okay. That's possible. I mean,
yeah, that is possible.
Some of these are possible. You
Jacinta
can do it.
Said Switzerland. Very nice.
And Stephanie has said some place very, very warm so I don't have to wear layers upon layers of clothes. Not long left, Stephanie. There's only a few days left of winter. Hang on.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Maybelle, where would you travel to anywhere in the world right now if you could?
Antarctica.
Wow, what a cool
Antarctica.
One.
Antarctica! Why do you want to go there?
Because there's snow and I've never been to the snow.
Never seen snow. We sometimes get snow around here at high altitudes.
I've seen snow, but I've never seen it in person.
Mm. Oh, wow. All right. Well, next time it snows, Adam and I might have to come get you.
Where's the other one you go to?
Canada, where Uncle Chris and Auntie Steph live.
Yeah, there's a bit of snow. Oh, bit of snowing.
There's a bit of snow there too.
Both good suggestions, Maybelle. Where would you love to go anywhere in the world right now if you could? 1-300-655-922. Dog news next, CFM. Ari, these dogs, they pick up stuff.
Oh, don't they?
You know when you say something so much and you realise your dog's learned that word
yes,
and what it means?
Well, yes,
get a load of this story. A woman in the UK has accidentally taught her dog to get her a drink. He fetches her a drink whenever she says, it's gin o'clock.
No!
Janice of Somerset in the UK and her husband Dave first realised their dog had a flair for customer service when they took a break from working in the garden one day. They turned to their Labrador Bear and just said, oh, it's gin o'clock. And he just ran off to the kitchen and got it, apparently.
Like a can?
Yeah, so it's understood that Bear didn't actually pull a scene from Cocktail, but rather grabbed a pre-mixed can of gin and tonic with his mouth. Still a pretty good boy.
That's pretty good to know which one that is.
And the fact that they didn't really teach Bear to do it, they just turned to Bear one day and said, it's gin o'clock, and Bear just knew what that meant. Oh, go get one then.
Because it would be a saying or a phrase that they say all the time.
A bit too much, maybe.
Yeah.
But all's well that ends well. The owner's got their gin and the dog's happy. It's serving its owner. It's happy. It's getting pats probably and it's all good.
And
no, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM, listening to the Adam and Ari Breakfast Program.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give us two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of that sanger, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Theo, word machine, what you got for us, bro?
Your words for today are Lily and Key.
Lily and Key.
Lily something something key. There's a word that comes after Lily, same word that comes before key.
We need Lily and key.
We need that word from you. 1-300-655-922. Lily something something key. 1-300-655-922 to play Word Sanger on CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Dinger from Strawn. What's happening down there in Strawn?
Enough, mate. Just had a bit of a cruisy day this morning before we knock off.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Straight to the pub.
Yeah, knock off day. Yeah.
Is it? What time do you knock off?
Lunchtime.
Like 12?
Yeah.
Straight to the pub.
Yeah, you're on the home stretch now.
Yeah, I'm coming
out now. Yes.
And then what, you got tomorrow off, do you?
Yeah, got a week off, 7-7.
Mate, how are you going to spend it?
Wow.
Hey?
How are you going to spend your week off?
Heading up your way, actually, for a couple of days, I reckon.
Oh, yes. Stop in. Come in. Play Word Sanger and Huda in the studio with us.
Live on the chair, you reckon?
Yeah. Go on, Dinger.
I'll see what I'm up to. If I can, I will.
Yeah, all right, amazing.
It.
Done deal.
All righty, mate. All right. For now, we're playing on the phone. Word machine Theo will give you the words. You tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are Lily and Key.
What do you reckon, Dinger?
Pat.
No.
No.
You just caught me off guard this morning.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry about that.
I was expecting you to pick up.
Hey, thanks,
I'm
Stinger.
Like, you called us. No,
yeah. Enjoy your wake up, mate. Bye. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Mysterious Mel.
Mysterious Mel.
Hello, Mysterious Mel.
I was going to tell you it was Alan and the answer was Mysterious Mel.
It was Alan and the answer was Mysterious Mel. Can anyone make sense of that?
Too mysterious for me. Too mysterious for me.
So you're going with Alan or Mysterious Mel?
I'm going with Alan.
Okay.
The word for my sanger is Alan. Lily Allen. Alan Key.
So mysterious, Mel. So mysterious. Well, you're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend Niche Parts in Shearwater.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
She's long gone. She don't care. Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined in studio by Steve Martin. First of all, Steve, thanks for having us at your Toast for Kids charity gala on the weekend. That was fantastic.
Oh, look, our pleasure. It was a great night for a great cause, the school breakfast clubs and supporting our kids on getting an education.
Mm. It was absolutely fantastic. Also, a huge thank you for putting our table right next to the dance floor. I'm pretty sure you guys did that on purpose.
Who'd have thought that you'd get up and cut a rug?
Yeah. Who could have predicted? So that was the 10th year of that. How was it different to the first year? How did that look different?
Well, we broke the record in ticket sales. 280 people turned up, yeah. And we packed out the Parnapple Convention Centre. So we had the full centre. We had the three screens going and broadcasting our supporters, mm-hmm. and the celebration of 10 years. The Governor, Her Excellency Barbara Baker, and husband Professor John Chalmers attended, who are our joint patrons. So it was just a huge night. We went all out.
Yeah. And yeah, you could tell you did. It was great. And you were there with your wife welcoming everyone in. What a lovely welcome way to go in.
Well, we wanted to make sure people were welcomed, and we were pushing, of course, Toast for Kids, which is a small charity with a small committee of seven.
Yeah.
That work all year on this event, as well as coming up next, our Tassie Rhymes for Little Tigers book.
Yeah, and then the next day, was it Sunday, you launched Help Babies Learn?
Yes, we did. We did that with Minister for Education, Children and Young People, Roger Gench, who graciously came along and launched the book. Mm. We had representations, Felicity Sly from the Children's Book Council of Australia, the Tasmania branch, Sally Dark from the Tasmanian Community Fund as well, and Narelle Joy, of course, the author, illustrator and designer of the book, was there. What a talented lady.
So talented. I have got the book in my hands in front of me, and the drawing, the art, it's absolutely stunning, and it's quite easy to read. Like, the font, the format, for someone me who, like, you know, I'm dyslexic, so reading out loud sometimes is a struggle for me, as Adam would know. Yeah, very easy to follow, very easy to read, and the pictures are just absolutely stunning. So you guys have done a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you. There is a lot of work. It's a two-year project, and that is about the font, and it is about the easy read, and it is about the rhyme in the book.
Mm-hmm.
We also include the Palawakani language translation of each animal's names.
Yeah.
It's all about Tasmanian animals. So it's printed in Tasmania, authored, illustrated and designed in Tasmania, Palawakani translations. We've got a counting game in there as well, so people can go through the book and count the animals.
Yeah, and which we know kids absolutely love to do. You know, how many Tassie devils on this page and how many, you know, possums
exactly
on
right.
that.
And we're developing a braille and low vision version, which will be available in about 8 weeks to those parents who need that aid to be able to assist them to read out loud to the child every day, and that's the message.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Beautiful, stunning book. So what is the plan? So every baby born?
Every parent, Tasmanian residing, who has a newborn baby from the 1st of July this year, is entitled to receive a free copy of this book.
Yeah.
We have collection points around the state. Locally, it'll be Devonport Bookshop, Devonport Bendigo Bank, Child and Family Learning Centre at East Devonport. They'll have books that people who are the parents, who have a new child, can receive a copy. the interest in the book has exploded.
You knew where I was going with this.
And in 2 days, we've had grandparents contact us. They want to send a copy of the book over to the other side, the interstate, et cetera, and other interested people want to read to their 5- and 6-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to change tack a little bit because the aim of the project was to ensure that the parents of newborn babies got a book that's easy to read and they read out loud to their child every day. Because of this interest, we're now making it available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Gott at the local Devonport bookshop will have quantities today.
Yeah, amazing. Tim, save me a copy.
ready for anybody who'd like to buy one. He's also the collection point for the new parents as well. Mm-hmm. So make sure that when you're thinking about this, if you're not a new parent, you're not eligible for the book.
Yeah. They should hand them out at hospitals.
We thought about that, but we've got to be able to send the message, read out loud to your child every day and have that conversation around it. The nurses and the medical staff are there for looking after your baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
The health of your baby. So this is a little bit different and a little bit more time consuming.
Yep.
So we decided to go down this path and involve the community in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Get everyone around it and, you know, then you can obviously see it in the bookshop and hold it and have a look at the beautiful pictures yourself as well and have that conversation.
Oh, exactly. And honestly, this book is, whilst it's 100% Tasmanian, it also has the added benefit of providing a sense of belonging, a sense of place, not only to the parents and the grandparents, but the child's going to grow up loving Tasmanian animals and learning the Indigenous names of the animals. So there's, I'm Tasmanian.
Yeah.
It's 100% exactly. Tasmanian. Yeah.
And a big part of your mission is to help Tasmania's literacy levels?
Yeah, unfortunately, over the last 3 decades, our levels haven't improved. We've had, of course, different programs and bits and pieces that looked at addressing current concerns. But this is about the future. We want to be able to now cater for and prepare our children for the future to be the next generation of engineers, nurses, doctors, medical researchers to cure cancer and all those types of things. We need to get our kids up to speed to be able to be literate so they can communicate and they can understand before they get to preschool. It's so important.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve Martin. Help Babies Learn. Check it out. It's such a great book. Look at it.
It's absolutely gorgeous. We'll chuck it on our socials as well so you can see and also head into the Devonport Bookshop to see for yourself.
Thanks, Steve.
All the best. And don't forget, read out loud to your child every day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Before 9 o'clock today, we're going to be chatting to Jordan Daly on the phone. He's a lawyer with No More. They offer free legal help for survivors. And they're going to be in the Devonport and Ulverston area on Thursday. And not sure when they're going to be in Devonport or when they're going to be in Ulverston because it depends on how much time they need to spend with certain survivors. So just around Thursday, Friday, they'll be in the area, but they have a hotline you can call as well for free legal advice if you need it, 1-800-605-762. Before that, we're going to have a sing with Chorus Kings. Also on the way, we have yesterday's winner of Come Fly With Me, called the station yesterday. A few people did.
A lot of people did. You were all in the draw. There was about 12 to 15 people that got in the draw, so congratulations.
Only one can win this morning, though.
Yeah, only one will be crowned the winner.
We'll give him a call very soon. Birthday book on the way as well. And the street team up next. Ren is going to be at Splash Devonport. Not entirely sure where Caden's going to be. So stay tuned to find out. CFM. No, Caden, he's not doing one.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Good morning, Renna.
Good morning. There's no Caden. That means the floor is mine.
Yep. Yes, take it away.
I've got exciting news. I've got something new in the cruiser. Can you guess?
Oh,
something new.
Ooh. Is it
good source of fiber?
Is it
all brand?
A wrap? It's a wrap. Is it a wrap?
It's a wrap. Oh. Yeah, Ari, wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up for Tassie. All right, guys. Williams Wraps is on board the cruiser from today. Williams Wraps is the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local. No. Support local. Mm. It's great to love local. Love your local. Yes, Scarlett loves wraps, especially for her lunch at school. Mmm, yum. I also have buy one spot, get one free voucher thanks to the House of Spuds in Devonport. I am here at Splash in Devonport until 8:30 today. Love, love, love. Wrap it up, Tassie.
Wrap it up, Tassie.
All right, birthday book.
Down at Splash.
Birthday book next on CFM.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
20 past eight, it is now our honour and duty to shout some birthdays out. These have been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the drawer as well to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee Photo Booth and lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Sean from Stony Rise, Devonport. Happy birthday, Dad. We hope you have a really happy day. Love, Stanton, Mum and the Pug Halo.
Yeah, big happy birthday, Sean. I'm pretty sure Sean dropped us off some
high alcohol
whiskey. And we've been a bit afraid to try it yet.
We are terrified to try it.
Because it's very high alcohol, I believe. But we appreciate it, Sean, and we will get to it, don't you worry.
Happy birthday.
Matthew Gillies from Remain. Happy 40th birthday, my love. I hope you have a great day at work. Love you. Love your fiance Nicole.
Grant from Unknown. Happy 60th birthday from Jamie.
Rhea from Devonport. Happy 18th birthday, Rhea.
Big 18.
We're all so proud of you and all your achievements. Love from all your favourite girls.
Layla from Devonport. Big happy 7th birthday. Have the best day. Lots of love from your bestie, Hayley.
Karen from Devonport. Happy birthday to my friend Karen. From Esme.
Layla, another one for you from my Mindetta. Happy 7th birthday to our gorgeous girl, Layla. We hope you have a wonderful day celebrating your birthday with your friends at school. We love you so much, princess. Lots of love from Mum and Dad.
Another one for Layla Barnes from my Mindetta. Happy 7th birthday to our little sis, Layla. We hope you have a wonderful birthday. Lollipops. Love from your big brothers, Riley, Mason and Oliver.
Huge happy birthday to Addie Thompson from Devonport. Happy 15th birthday, Addie. Hope you have a great day. Love the family and newies.
Another one for Addie Thompson from Devonport. Happy birthday, Addie. Hope you have a wonderful 15th. Love from Woody and Liam.
And a happy birthday to Rhea from Devonport. Happy 18th birthday to the best mum. Love your fur child, Coco Pops.
Alrighty, next up, someone will be getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. CFM's Come Fly With Me next.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Yeah, yeah. CFM's Come Fly With Me. The way this works, we play the sound effect of a plane throughout the day. And you call us 1-300-655-922 and tell us, I just heard that plane. And we put you all in the draw to win the next morning. So we've got people from yesterday all in the draw to win this morning. We're going to give the winner a call who will receive $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. Let's do it.
Hello, Shane speaking.
Hello, Shane. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. This is CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Have you been calling the station?
I have been calling the station.
Giving us a ring a ding ding.
We're calling you
to
tell you to cut it out. Stop calling us.
Nah. Never. We would never say that.
We're not really saying that.
We just wanted to give you a buzz to let you know that you have indeed won the Come Fly With Me challenge.
That is awesome. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. You have indeed won that $250 Rex Airlines voucher.
That is fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
No problems. And thanks for playing Come Fly With Me. You'll get a text message from us.
Thank you.
Nice work, Shane. It's all thanks to Rex Airlines. Their new Devonport to Melbourne route starts this Friday, the 19th of August. Shane, you little legend.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Turn
up the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about
damn time. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to play Chorus Kings. All we want you to do is finish the chorus by calling 1-300-655-922. If you've got enthusiasm and you just absolutely smash it out of the ballpark and get the words correct, we'll put you in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Alrighty, so we're going to play the clip of a song and you give us the lines that come after that clip. This is the clip.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
What's the next bit? That's what we need from you at 1-300-655-922. We'll go again.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
That is a good song.
Next bit, 1-300-655-922. We'll go again one more time.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
And then what happens in the song? Let us know. 1-300-655-922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Kim from Railton on with us to be today's Chorus King. All right, Kim, we'll give you the line of the song and you take it from there, all right?
All righty.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Go, Kim. Kim with a K.
They pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
Pretty sure that's correct, but let's check that tape. You're laughing at poor Kim. What are you laughing at? Poor Kim, she's cold up.
Well done, Kim. That was amazing. That was amazing, Kim. Well done. You're in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
We'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawing the winner, Kim.
All right, no worries at all.
Thank you. Just hang there.
Kim, I'll go your phone number.
This morning we're asking, where in the world would you like to visit right now if you could visit anywhere? Lexi's written in Fiji, the land of in our own time.
Oh,
peaceful and calming.
I love that. Love that my dad's jumping in.
Yep.
Thanks, Dad. He goes, you baby girl.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad.
How nice of him. Kelly's written in Canada for our honeymoon. We should have had 2 years ago. Thanks a lot, COVID.
Oh, nice. Tessa has written America so I can go fabric shopping.
They got good fabric over there or something.
I'm not sure. But yeah, okay, cool. What sort of fabric are you getting?
Sort of a lot of their fabric was made in that China.
Yeah, I thought, you could just go to Bali and get some fabric.
Go straight to Bangladesh. For all your
straight
fabric.
Straight to the source.
Just a heads up, next we're talking to Jordan Daly. He's a senior lawyer with No More. They offer free legal help for survivors. They're going to be in the Ulverston and Devonport area tomorrow. You give them a call on their number, 1-800-605-762. If you need free legal advice, they've got counsellors and stuff as well, but it'll deal with stuff like child abuse. Nothing like major, but that's what the advice is to do with. So just a heads up, that's next. If you don't want to listen, turn it down or flick over to ADBU.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're joined on the phone by Jordan Daly, a senior lawyer with the group No More. Good morning, Jordan. Can you run us through what No More does?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Ari. So No More is a national free independent legal service, and we give advice to survivors of child sexual abuse.
Yeah, so and you guys are coming to the Ulverston and Devonport area very soon, this week, in fact?
Yes, we are. We're going to be heading up that way on Thursday, and we're trying to visit, you know, every sort of 5 or 6 weeks to make sure that, you know, the people in Tassie have just as much access to free legal advice as everywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is this something you're very busy with? You get a lot of people asking for help?
I guess it's, you know, because it's such a personal thing, it everyone kind of engages in different ways, and I think the Commission of Inquiry that's, you know, been really in the public forum, I guess, over the last few months has really helped a lot of people come forward, whereas before that it was, you know, a really tricky thing that you might not know where to go. So, I think through the Commission of Inquiry it's been really good getting that, you know, in the public conversation that this is a thing that happens to people and that it's okay and that it's okay to come forward and get some advice about it.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone listening can't come see you guys in Devonport or Ulverston, are they able to call a number and book an appointment that way?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a 1-800 number, which is free to call, and that can be answered, you know, by anyone from 9 to 5 any day of the week. So that number is 1-800-605-762. And we can discuss an appointment on a face-to-face appointment on a future visit or potentially also over the phone if people would prefer. It's whatever would be more comfortable for anyone.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your team made up of? Lawyers, but there's also social workers and stuff like that, is there?
Yeah, definitely. So we're a multidisciplinary service. So what that means is we have lawyers, but we also have counsellors, financial counsellors, and also an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander engagement team, just to make sure that there's that cultural safety as well for any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander clients who'd like to contact us and get some advice about their experiences.
Yeah, for sure. So can you give the number out just again one more time?
Yeah, for sure. It's 1-800-605-762. And basically, we're basically funded to assist any survivors to get some free and independent legal advice about their compensation options. And I think especially, you know, in the last little while, we have heard some concerning reports about, you know, some people being taken advantage of by private law firms who are charging a lot of money, or, you know, community groups who are, I guess, not being upfront about the fact that there is free and independent legal advice through us available. So, we're just trying to get the word out to people that, you know, we are set up with a lot of support because it is such a sensitive and difficult thing to talk about, that we do have those extra supports like counsellors and financial counsellors and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander team here to help.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jordan Daly from the No More Group. They're going to be on the northwest coast this week. The number again, 1-800-605-762. Lifeline's number is also 13 11 14. Really appreciate it, Jordan.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Ari.
Thanks, Jordan.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Wednesday morning. Welcome to it. Adam and Ari here.
Hey, hope you're well. Oh, it's hump day today. It's a pretty good day to be alive, hump day.
Is it even hump day? People used to complain about hump day because it's a big hump you've got to get over. It's like, oh, hump day. But then Thursday starts to get better.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's good, because you know it's coming.
Okay. Okay. But anyway, I'll tell you what will get you through this hump day. Listen out to the radio all day and have a listen to see if you hear the sound effect of a plane taking off. When you hear that sound effect, you call us 1-300-655-922 and you say, hey, I just heard that plane.
And I want to be in the draw to win.
Yeah,
I want to be in the draw.
Yeah, that's what you say as well. That's you're continuing the character of the listener.
Yeah,
and chuck us in the draw.
Sorry, is that what you're doing?
And then I'll listen out to tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Is that what the person will say? That's what you'll say listening. So say all that. We take your details down and you go into the draw, and then in the morning, tomorrow morning at just before 8:30.
Yeah, we'll randomly call one of the numbers that we've been given and, make sure your phone's on, by the way.
Yep.
Make sure your phone is on.
Otherwise, we've got to go to another caller.
Yeah.
And that winner will receive $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. It's CFM's Come Fly With Me. Thanks to Rex Airlines, their new Devonport to Melbourne route starts this Friday, August 9th. Only a couple of days away. So listen out for that sound effect. Listen out as well for Taylor Swift. She's on the way. Ed Sheeran as well. This is Chainsmokers. Closer. See you then.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Adam and Ari for Breakfast signing off. Don't forget to listen out for that sound effect of a plane. That's not it. There's people calling. Confusing.
That doesn't even sound like a plane. Adam, please, because it's hump day, can you please give me your best sound effect for an aeroplane right now? This is not it, by the way, but can you please just do it into the microphone?
off it goes.
That was actually really good. Damn!
That's not it either, though, so we'll play the actual sound at some points throughout today, and give us a call, 1-300-655-922, if you hear that sound, and we'll pop you in the draw for tomorrow's prize of another $250 Rex Airlines voucher.
Yeah, so make sure you are in it to win it. We had about 12 to 15 get through yesterday, so, I mean, the odds are in your favour.
Alrighty, that's us. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Next, me with Workday Hits. Sorry about that.